Olive leaf extract is an extraordinary source of the beneficial polyphenols found in olive oil and in olive plants. And now you can get all the benefits from a supplement, olive leaf extract, available through drhoffman.com. Olive leaf extract, one of my favorite supplements. Welcome to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're going to discuss something that I think you'll find fascinating. We're going to talk about the health benefits of coconut. Coconut oil for many years was maligned as an unhealthy, saturated, fat-laden product. But it turns out that it may be not only not harmful for you, but it may be very beneficial to you. We're going to talk to an expert. He is the developer of something called the Coconut Research Center. He is Bruce Fife. He's a naturopathic physician and internationally recognized expert on the health and nutritional aspects of coconut and related products. He's written numerous books, including The Coconut Oil Miracle. He's also written a book called The Coconut Lover's Cookbook and Eat Fat, Look Thin. He publishes a newsletter, which we'll tell you about in just a few moments. But without further ado, here's our guest, Dr. Bruce Fife. Thank you very much for joining us, Bruce. It's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine.
Ron, thank you for inviting me.
Well, great. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved with the subject of coconut.
You know, as you mentioned, you know, coconut oil is predominantly a saturated fat, and that's the thought that I used to have. And I used to think, oh, coconut oil is bad, it's going to cause heart disease. But, you know, several years ago, I had a colleague tell me that coconut oil was actually one of the good fats, and I was shocked to hear this. And so this person actually backed up her statement, and she cited a couple of studies that showed actual health benefits with coconut. And it got me thinking, gee, you know, are there some benefits to a saturated fat? And so I started to do some investigating into coconut oil. And at the time, this was back in the 90s, there wasn't really anything written specifically about coconut oil in the general literature or in health books. And so I had to go to the medical studies to actually find some reliable information. And as I started reading this information, I found benefit after benefit. I basically looked up every study I could find that involved coconut and coconut oil, and I was amazed at all of the health benefits that were associated with it. And I realized, you know, that these people, anybody outside the research community, didn't know about these wonderful benefits, and that inspired me to write my first book on coconut called The Coconut Oil Miracle.
Well, I actually think we can trace this back to, I believe it was the 1980s, when a group that's still active, the Center for Science and the Public Interest, started a campaign against saturated fat. And they were motivated to some extent by a wealthy guy, I believe his name was Sapolsky or something like that, who took an interest in the fat issue and became, he took out full page advertisements in the New York Times and Wall Street Journal inveighing against tropical oils, palm oil and coconut oil, and talking about how harmful they were because they were ingredients in many foods and that they were essentially killing us. And this you say was based on faulty science.
Exactly. The idea that saturated fats are bad, and so coconut oil being a saturated fat was just automatically assumed to be bad. And not only that, but even the soybean industry as a whole started to campaign against the tropical oils, and they put millions of dollars.
Well, follow the money trail, because they really were a huge economic force, and they tried to supplant the tropical oils with their polyunsaturated oils.
Exactly right.
And so we saw the replacement of these tropical oils with things like soybean oil and cottonseed oil, inferior omega-6 polyunsaturated oils that actually may be disease causers.
And you know what's really interesting is that this campaign started, like you said, in the 1980s, and by 1990, coconut oil virtually had disappeared from our diet, when it was pretty common before that time. And what's really sad about all this is that when they removed the saturated fats from the diets, the restaurants and food manufacturers, they didn't replace it with vegetable oil or soybean oil. They replaced it with hydrogenated vegetable oil, the worst type of oil you could ever put into your body. So they took away a good fat and replaced it with a horrible fat.
Well, you know, in fact, you know, if you open up a container of coconut oil and you open up a container of Crisco, they actually, except for the aroma, which is delightful with coconut oil and sort of, you know, bland and neutral with Crisco, they kind of have the same consistency. They're sort of whitish, pomade-like substances that are solid at a room temperature, and they melt pretty easily if it gets a little warm. If it gets into the 80s, you don't have the air conditioner on, you get a little bit of a liquefaction, right?
Yes.
That's what saturation means.
And that's where a lot of the criticism comes. They say, oh, it looks like, you know, shortening. It must be just as bad as shortening.
Right. The artery-clogging kind of oil.
Yeah.
So you found not only that the harms of coconut oil were not substantiated, but you actually found a substantial medical literature, also traditional literature, of use of coconut and palm products in traditional cultures and in traditional medicine, correct?
Correct. I mean, I was amazed at the amount of studies that have gone into coconut oil or the medium-chain fatty acids in coconut oil and all the health benefits associated with it, which include improved digestion, antimicrobial properties, protection from heart disease, help people lose weight, benefits to the skin and to the brain. I mean, I was totally amazed with all these benefits.
Well, let's start with the most ambitious claim here, because the notion that something that's essentially pure fat, how could that possibly be beneficial in facilitating weight loss? We thought, you know, until recently, we thought fat was the sole culprit in making us fat.
Yeah, you know, it kind of makes sense, because fat has twice as many calories as protein or carbohydrates, so it makes sense that, oh, you cut out fat, you're going to lose weight. But there's a lot more to it. Fat can help satisfy hunger, and actually, if you add enough fat into your diet, you can actually consume fewer calories and in the process lose more weight. But coconut oil is even better than that, because it has a couple of properties that help with weight loss. One of them is that it's very good in satisfying hunger, even more so than other fats. And so simply adding a little bit of coconut oil into a meal will satisfy your hunger sooner, so you don't eat as much, and satisfy it longer, so you have less of a tendency to snack between meals. And when your next meal comes, you're not so famished that you overeat. So eventually you consume fewer calories. But probably the most important reason why coconut oil can promote weight loss is because of its effect on metabolism. When you eat coconut oil, it actually boosts your energy levels. It kicks your metabolism up into a higher notch, and so you burn off calories at an accelerated rate. Research has shown that after a single meal containing coconut oil, your metabolism increases and remains elevated for a full 24 hours. So for 24 hours, you're burning off calories at an accelerated rate, so you use up more calories. So at the end of the day, you know, there's less calories left over to be converted into body fat. And so researchers are now recommending coconut oil as an aid to treat obesity and for weight management.
Well, does it have anything to do with what are called the MCTs, the medium-chain triglycerides? They're getting a lot of attention these days as a different form of fat. These are medium-chain as opposed to long-chain fats, the kinds of fats that we might find in fatty meats or in vegetable oils, which are long-chain. The medium-chain has a different metabolic effect?
It does, and that's what separates coconut oil from every other type of oil on the market. All fats and oils are made of fatty acids, and the ones that are in coconut oil are the medium-chain fatty acids as opposed to the long-chain ones, which are probably in about 95% of the fats that we eat every day. So you don't get medium-chain fatty acids very often, and they digest differently. In fact, they digest very quickly. You don't even need pancreatic enzymes or bile to digest these fatty acids. They digest very quickly. They go straight through to the portal vein and into the liver. And the liver, when they see these medium-chain fatty acids, they use them kind of like what they would a carbohydrate. They burn them for energy, and that's why you get a boost of energy when you eat coconut oil, and it lifts your metabolism up.
So less likely to be stored as fat and more likely to be burned as fuel.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, that's an interesting concept. Also, MCT oils are often used for people who are, conversely, people who have trouble digesting, people who are wasting away and may need readily available calories to support energy and metabolism. So paradoxically, on the one hand, you say weight loss, but also on the other hand, MCT oils are actually sometimes part of formulas that are given to people who are who have short gut syndromes or who have malabsorption or who are sick, correct?
That's exactly right. And this is one of the beauties about coconut oil. It has what you'd call a bi-directional effect. If someone is overweight, when they take coconut oil in, it helps them satisfy their hunger and helps them reduce their weight. In fact, studies have shown that in overweight individuals, when they eat coconut oil, their metabolism increases by about 65%. Normal weight people eating the same amount of coconut oil, their metabolism increases by 48%. So the more overweight a person is, the more effect it has on metabolism. Now, with underweight people who need to gain weight, usually underweight people are malnourished, but coconut oil helps to absorb the nutrients in the foods, including the calories, so that underweight people actually gain weight. They become healthier. So whether you're overweight or underweight, coconut oil helps you move in a direction of better health.
I actually find it very helpful for my patients. I treat a lot of patients with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, and they're really malabsorbing, and many of them come in very thin. And one of the things that is very helpful for them is the coconut oil. It's well-tolerated. But also, we can sometimes make a fermented version of it, which is coconut kefir. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
You could tell us what, in terms of how to obtain that or prepare that?
Sure. You can actually, this is used from coconut water. Is that what you use when you do it?
Yeah, or coconut milk.
Yeah, and you take these and you just put the kefir grains in it and produce a fermented beverage just like you would with kefir, and it has all the wonderful bacteria in it that are great for our health. Lots of people use it and have a lot of benefits from it.
Also, coconut water is used in many traditional cultures, and it's actually been, established and endorsed by the World Health Organization as something that is helpful for tropical diseases and diarrhea, which are really common in certain parts of the world where they may not have access to anti-diarrheal medications.
Exactly, and that's the reason why they recommended this, because coconut water is readily accessible in a lot of these countries which have a problem with these type of diseases, and they can use the water. The water contains basically the same electrolytes that are in our blood in approximately the same proportions. And so they're replacing what is lost when you have these diseases that cause a lot of diarrhea and water loss. In fact, coconut water right now is becoming very popular as a sports rehydration beverage because of that. It really works wonderfully in rehydrating the body. The only deficit that it may have is it doesn't have quite as much sodium.
Sodium, right. And I think that's actually why it's come under a little bit of fire, because they've said, look, it's in terms of the claim that it's a rehydration beverage, it's not complete because it has a lot of minerals and it has certainly a lot of potassium, perhaps some magnesium, and a lot of the requisite substances you need. It's very absorbable. It's very palatable. But maybe when it comes to sodium, you got to maybe spike it with a little bit of sea salt.
Yeah, and that's easy to do.
Yeah, so you can do it. So I think one of the keys to the benefits, I mean, there's several keys to the benefits of coconut oil. You know, you talked about metabolism, but also coconut oil delivers certain substances that are antibacterial, antifungal, perhaps even antiviral. Could you talk about those?
Oh, you bet. In fact, when I was doing my initial research, that's one of the things that really impressed me because of the volume of studies in this area. The medium-chain fatty acids in coconut oil possess potent antimicrobial properties. And so research has shown that these medium-chain fatty acids derived from coconut oil are able to kill bacteria that cause ear infections, sinus infections, dental cavities, pneumonia, and things like that. They can kill yeast and fungi that cause ringworm, athlete's foot, candida infections. They can kill viruses that cause influenza, measles, herpes, mononucleosis. It's even been shown to kill HIV. So it's very potent in helping protect us from disease.
Well, one of the popular supplements that's been around for a while is something called monolaurin that purports to be a natural antiviral, which is, seems to be a natural extract of coconut, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, it's made from coconut oil.
Right, and it can be taken in capsule form. But of interest to me lately is the properties of extra virgin coconut oil in terms of treatment of skin conditions, because often skin conditions are complicated by overgrowth of bacteria on the surface of the skin or fungal overgrowth. Sometimes even viruses may take part in that. And of course, coconut oil is also very emollient and anti-inflammatory. So there's a body of literature, scientific studies, medical studies that show that applying coconut oil to conditions like atopic dermatitis, eczema, psoriasis even, can be beneficial. Can you talk to that?
Oh, you bet. I think coconut oil is absolutely the best natural skin salve, skin lotion you could use. I've seen it do incredible things. I mean, I used to have very dry, rough, cracked skin on my hands. It used to crack and bleed. I started putting coconut oil on, and just within a week or two, my hands have become very soft and smooth. And anybody can try it and test that out. And coconut oil can work on just about any type of skin condition.
Even acne, I understand, it may help them.
Yeah, you know, that's really amazing. Because I tell people, yeah, put coconut oil on your face for acne, and they go, what?
Well, it's so oily. It's oily, yeah.
Yeah.
But, right.
But, you know, coconut oil, the medium-chain fatty acids, have they kill the bacteria that causes acne. And so, actually, when people put it on for acne, they can experience two different outcomes. One is that it will immediately clear up their acne, and their face will be great. Or two, it can cause an increase of acne for a short period of time as the body and the skin is detoxing and cleansing. Then after a week or so, the skin will clear up and the acne will be gone. So in either way, the end result is
right.
The same.
So don't be daunted if it seems initially that things are a little worse. I actually have a new shaving routine, which is courtesy of Karen Drake, who manufactures a product called Sofido, which is an anti-acne skincare product that we stock at the Hoffman Center dispensary. And she told me, actually, she shared this with me off the air. She said that a good idea if you're using shaving cream, because mostly unless you're using very clean, organic shaving creams, the ingredients are not that optimal. Sometimes they're harsh chemicals or additives. So she said, protect your skin with a layer of extra virgin coconut oil. Just smear it on prior to shaving. It'll lubricate your beard, and then you can apply the shaving cream. And I'm getting like great smooth shaves. My skin is great. And then afterwards, I apply a little after. My aftershave is Manuka oil skin cream, which also has sort of anti-inflammatory effect after the as an aftershave. And it's been a great, really helpful skincare routine for me. And I, you know, probably you know, I'm 61, so I'm looking for the anti-aging benefits of that. And it's, you know, it's simple. It's all natural products.
Well, yeah, it works really great. And use it for your skin. I mean, use it for your hair. I mean, it's great for controlling dandruff. You know, I used to have dandruff. Ever since I was a teenager, I've had dandruff. But when I've started using coconut oil, just putting the coconut oil in my hair, letting it sit in for a while, and then washing it out, I've completely gotten rid of my dandruff.
Okay, because so you don't end up looking like someone from the Broadway show Grease, you know, with like a slick back hair. You don't look like John Travolta in you know, in that production of Grease.
No.
Okay,
no,
so you have to wash it out.
Yeah. And then also, it's great for any type of fungal infection. I mean, so many people talk about how they have fungal infections, nail infections, toenail infections particularly, are very hard to get rid of. And yet, if they start using the coconut oil, it appears to work better than the medicated, you know, ointments that are designed to do that type of thing. It's great for diaper rash. So anything on your skin is one of burns and cuts. I mean, it speeds the healing. If you get a cut or a burn, the healing is speeded up. In fact, it's great for sunburns or preventing sunburns. It's the only thing I put on my skin as to protect me from the sun. So it's the only sunblock. And I'm very light-skinned, and I burn very easily. If I'm in the sun longer than about 20 minutes, I get a burn. But with coconut oil, I put that on my skin, and I can go out, even in the tropical sun, for 4 or 5 hours without problem.
Fascinating. I didn't even realize that it has some SPF properties. You know,
well, you know,
it's certainly better than baby oil, which actually acts as sort of it acts like a lens for the skin, increasing your risk of burns and skin cancer.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, the SPF of the coconut oil isn't that high, but what it does is it blocks the action that the sun may have in producing free radicals or in burning the skin. It's very interesting.
I should give it a try.
It's also good for insect bites. You know, lots of times you go out and you get stung by insects, mosquitoes, and putting the coconut oil on will help soothe, even spider bites. You know, there was a time that I was in my yard and I was pulling some old wood up and I disturbed a spider's nest, and I had probably 30 or 40 little spiders crawling all over my arms.
Yikes.
And I brushed them all off and I continued working, and then within just a few minutes, my arms started itching terribly and these little welts started developing all over my arms and even my neck. And so they were irritating so bad that I wanted to do something. And I thought, oh, maybe I can put some coconut oil on, because that usually can soothe some of these injuries. So I put the coconut oil all over it. And at the end of the day, the welts had shrunk down, and there were just little tiny little red marks. And the next day, I woke up, and I had some itching in the back of my neck, and there were two spots where I hadn't put any coconut oil, and they were very swollen and inflamed. But all the other spots on my arm, and there must have been 20 other all up and down my arms, they were perfectly fine.
Well, I'll have to try that this summer, because, you know, some guys are chick magnets. I'm a mosquito magnet. They just come, you know. If you're going hiking, you want to go hiking with me, because I will draw away all the mosquitoes to me, and they won't land on you, and I get bitten up. So I should try that this summer. All right, this is a good inflection point for us to take a break. Let's consider this part one of our discussion of coconut oil. And by the way, there's lots of resources at this website, coconutresearchcenter.org. That's the website that's founded by today's guest, Dr. Bruce Fife, and it's on the subject of coconut oils. When we return, we'll talk about some of the additional miraculous benefits of coconut, and we will also talk about how to utilize it in terms of diet, some recipes, some food suggestions, and we're going to touch on a subject that's taken the internet by storm. It's oil pulling. And what in the heck is oil pulling? Well, we'll find out what that is and what the potential health benefits are. It's all the rage these days, oil pulling. That'll be in part two of our discussion coming up with Dr. Bruce Fife. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.